Hi, I'm Mandy Ginder, and our school matters because our students matter and our teachers matter, and we try to make sure that we let everybody know that.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ryden, and this is Our School Matters, a podcast where we talk to students, staff, faculty, and administrators, and more from Richland County High School and Richland County District proper. So today, joining me for this intro, I have...
Andrew Smith. I'm a sophomore.
Excellent, here at Richland County High School. And he had the privilege of being in the classroom of the teacher that I'm going to interview today. It's somebody who we had on last season, and my very good friend, Mrs. Mandy Ginder. She teaches Comp and Lit 2 and Comp and Lit 4. She teaches the drama class. She's done creative writing in the past. She's done a lot of different things. She is also the director for the high school theater program. I've worked with her quite a bit on those through the years. Andrew, what class have you had Ms. Ginder in?
I've had Comp and Lit 2 with her.
And what is that? What is she like as a teacher? Are you got any highlights from the class?
Well, I realize why most people wouldn't like her, but it's not her and her personality or anything. It's just the class that she teaches. But personally, I really like her because I like English and I like...
Yeah. So it's not a very popular class, is what you're saying. It's
right.
Not, it's not her. People don't like to be stuck in an English class.
Right.
Sure.
Typically.
Yeah. So you told me that you guys would chat after class quite a bit about literature.
Yeah, we tend to talk about all sorts of things. We've been talking quite a bit about Shakespeare lately because that's what we're...
Oh, so you're in her class right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Excellent. Well, Mrs. Ginder was nice enough to talk to me for... I even had planned on doing a 20 minutes or half an hour, and I think we went almost a full hour, if not more. But it was great to have her back on, and I picked her as my first one for this time around, for the first proper of season two, Our School Matters, because she is somebody who I find it easy to talk to, and I know her really well because we've been doing the musicals together so much, and we're next-door neighbors in the school. So I thought she was a good choice to kind of get back into the groove for it. And we talk a little bit about the what happened in the interim since last season in there. We talked a little bit about AI and our update. We talked about the drama program and some other stuff. So here is Mandy Ginder.
Hello. Maybe I'm just being quiet?
Yeah, but... Okay, now it's working.
Fine. It's fine.
Okay, talk a little bit. Let's just see.
Hi, my name is Amanda Ginder, and
there
I'm an English teacher at Richland County High School.
Oh,
I am known as the test dummy for this podcast.
That's right.
We probably will never use this test dummy.
I said that the first time to relax you, and I wasn't even sure what we were going to do with it. So.
And it turned out to be lovely.
It did turn out to be lovely. It was a lovely conversation.
Yes.
Actually, I really did enjoy it. Actually, jumping right into it. Well, thank you for coming and joining me, Mandy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I will add in a much more clever intro later, or at least less awkward. So thank you for talking to me. That really did help on that day because it was the first interview I even tried, and it really was something that I was very nervous about starting because I'd put a ton of time into it and talked to a ton of people about it already. And so it was nice to have a friend to talk to, and it was nice that it worked. Like, I think both of us afterwards were like, that was really fun.
That was great.
Seemed like we talked about some meaningful stuff, and that gave me that boost of confidence I needed to go through. So welcome to season two, folks. There's a couple changes on here I want to talk about today. We're going to catch up a little bit, and because I'm starting out of season two and I'm trying to get my groove back, I invited my good friend Mandy Ginder to come on and chat with me a little bit. So before we get into our conversation, just a couple updates to this format. We're going to have a video component, as you can see right now, if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, just to kind of get that. We have our studio sort of set up, even though you can see the raw wood behind me here a little bit, but we threw the studio together a little bit finally and have use of it. We also have going to have multiple students doing interviews instead of just one co-host that is going to come on regularly, and it'll be more about that as we get that first one. And then also we're thinking about a shorter runtime with more precise focus and questions, just so that not everyone is a sort of this is your life as a teacher, tell me where you started, tell me where you are now, and all that other stuff. Not that that isn't interesting, and I'd love to do that more, especially with new teachers and teachers that are leaving, but I'd like to do some just
easier to digest episodes that are pretty quick. I will say last season it ended abruptly. I did put the intended last show first, but I skipped a couple. It was actually during Steel Magnolias, of course, which I was working on a stage manager and kind of the sound manager, I guess, for that. Not the soundboard of mics, because I can't do that. And it was a disaster when we didn't have Warren there that night. But I was doing a lot of work on this sound effects program, and I started getting migraines every day. And I thought it was just that show and that stress, and that went on for months and months. And I eventually just kind of dropped a lot of projects that I was working on for a while. Got a CAT scan, I think it was, one of those scans.
And it was there?
And it was still there, and I have proof of it as a very cool little animated kind of thing that I can pull up, and it shows all in there. But that was the scary part, and ended up being nothing that couldn't be taken care of overall. So happy to be out of that. It was every day.
Yeah, it was a scary time.
It was.
And you got to focus on yourself.
I feel like, oh my God, is my mic out now?
You can't pour into someone else's cup if your cup is empty.
Mic's out, Mandy.
You mean I did all that smiling and nodding for nothing?
Text. Text.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, so that is, we're under. Gosh dang it, I'm really, I do have my volume down pretty well there. Well, off to a great start in season two, but yeah, it was a frightening time because it was like, is this every day now? And I would get headaches throughout the day, and I'd have my hand over my eye and my right eye, and that would kind of help.
Sit in the dark and wear sunglasses at night. Yeah,
wear sunglasses during class.
Yeah, it was scary.
It feels like it was so long ago, and it just
it does feel like it was long ago. It's been a long year.
I mean, I'm sure you've had things like this too, where I know a few instances where I've had a big scare or something like that, like a medical scare or something that envelops your entire world, and then it just goes away, and it's like, never mind, you're okay.
Yeah.
And I start to feel weird about even having it had happened or complaining about it before or bringing it up. It's like, yeah, it was a really big deal, but I'm fine today. Yeah. I'm going to go hang out.
Everything's fine. Whatever. Moving on.
Play some Switch and listen to some podcasts when I get home. Normal day, you know. But so anyway, we're back for season two now, and that's we're hoping nothing like that comes up. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. So, Mandy, we had a couple agenda items just to discuss a little bit to get started. We've had a year since our conversation, a year and a couple months. It was shortly after, shortly into second semester, I think. We've had several conversations about this, but I believe one thing we talked about a little bit was AI. We also, last time, we got into some pretty heavy stuff, which was great. But maybe we'll just stick with fun stuff.
Cool.
This time.
Let's not say, so what are you going to do when you're old and almost dead?
Yes. And what do you think about the many dangers of the classroom? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, what are your thoughts kind of on AI now that we, you know, both of us have spent more time with it? We would have seen our classroom more. It just kind of appeared not too long before the last one. What are your thoughts so far about how are you seeing it as a classroom force right now?
Well, I definitely, when we first started talking about it, it was a little bit like, oh, the sky is falling and this is the worst thing that's ever happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm never going to use that AI stuff. I hate it. And it's the worst thing that's ever happened. And nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. And turns out it's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's not indetectable. Like someone did turn in an essay to me, and I read the first 4.5 words, and I was like, "So,
not you.
You wrote this using ChatGPT, didn't you?" And he was like, "Why would you say that?" So I'm like, "Okay, define this word. Okay, say this word."
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's
it. Yeah, it was pretty easy to see, and so
a lot of the old copy paste like safeguards.
Yeah,
still, work.
Still the same. A lot of the tools that we have as teachers to use to like make sure they're not plagiarizing it from other places, it picks up on this as well, you know. But it's the old test of I've had a conversation with you and you would never say these things.
Mm-hmm.
They worked pretty well. On the other hand, I've used it a couple times.
I was going to ask you how you've actually started using it.
I've used it to write letters of recommendation, make them look nice and lengthy. Uh-huh. And I think anyone who reads that actually
knows
me,
you.
That'll be like, yeah, that's not you, is it? On the other hand, you know, I've got my own kind of flowery speech for letters of recommendation anyway. I wrote one for you.
I wrote a letter for you.
I did a dramatic reading of it today in drama.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, that must have been.
Because we're talking about AI and ChatGPT.
That one was over the top.
It was so silly. It was like the exceptional quality of his professionalism is not to be
in.
That's
and
so
I was
silly.
Like, uh-huh. Yeah. That's me.
Perfect. So,
AI's getting smarter and smarter.
Yeah. So it's just not quite as, just like most things, it's just not quite as scary as we thought it might be. And as we continue to work with it, it might even be kind of cool.
Yeah, it might be kind of helpful ultimately. I'm sure there's been a few assignments that have gotten by both of us
sure.
at different times. What I'm seeing mostly right now is, but I only have freshmen too, I don't have seniors, which I probably see a few more essays that were just straight up AI. But,
you know, I teach seniors right now, and they, it wasn't a senior who turned in an AI essay.
Yeah.
And I'm not to say that I would know for sure.
Right.
Maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got one by me. I don't know. But my papers are fairly specific. I want you to say this in this paragraph. I want you to talk about this in this paragraph.
Yeah.
I don't say, turn in an essay about F. Scott Fitzgerald on my desk in 2 days, you know.
Yeah.
I say, I want you to talk about this.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about this. I want you to use these sites. I want you to cite it in this way. I'm, you know, and so to put all the effort into making AI create that would be more effort than just doing it.
Yeah.
So I would say they probably have been like, yeah, this is just a pain. I don't need to do this.
I do a lot of novel assigning too, just also because you get more interesting papers if you can create the parameters, and it's not just write me about an essay about like Romeo and Juliet or whatever, and instead it'll be more specific about like reviewing two versions of a product that you're thinking about actually purchasing right now, but doing a compare and contrast essay style.
Yeah.
And there, an essay, you could put in that rubric. I mean, I've been able to put in rubrics like that and get it to just shoot out a really middling essay that's clearly not written by a person, just partly because there's no like soul to it. And I don't mean this some stuck up writerly way, but there literally just is something missing from that. Now, will it be like that forever? I doubt it. It's going to get better and better. But I think the other thing is, though, too, like I try to push my students to let me know, like, how are you using this if you feel like you're using it the right way? So I want to know that middle point where it's going to be, yes, I can see they've used it, but they've used it like in a way that improves their writing and improves their understanding of how they're writing and stuff like that. And that's definitely something that's going to take a little while to figure out. So
I don't think it's the end of the world, probably. I mean, I don't think that suddenly there's going to be robots in front of the classroom teaching and then we're all just going to be sitting on street corners, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. I think it'll be okay. I've only got, you know, like 15 years left. So if I can survive,
you can make it through there.
If I can survive to not be a robot teacher in 15 years, then
taken care of by a handsome robot. That
will, it'll be fine.
Say nice things to you all the time.
It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
I'm always curious to see about the future. There's very real things to talk about its effect on art and how it's, they're just scraping all that information and misusing things, and other like the carbon footprint is atrocious.
The AI that you can put, like, make a photo of. And I did this at Christmas. There was this thing going around, like, a little blonde boy, age 11, and a little brown-haired girl, age 8, in Christmas sweaters with a dog that has short brown, you know, to make a Christmas photo of your own kids.
And the
pictures it comes up with are so funny.
Yeah.
And just some of the stuff. It's like, okay, I worked at a photography studio when I was young, way back when, and when I was in high school and college. Yes, Spieth Photography. And I loved it there. It was great. And we'd always laugh about, like, some of the Photoshop stuff that we were doing, because it was very early Photoshop stuff. And like, it's no longer will you be able to look at pictures of your grandpa and your grandma together on their wedding day and really believe that that's true. Because we could, like, cut around grandma and grandpa and put them in, and it didn't look anything like a normal photo. And it was forever, and it was, but we were doing it, and we're like, this is the future.
Yeah.
And then somebody come and say, oh, I've got this picture of my grandparents, but there's this cow in front of my grandpa's head. Can you remove the cow so I can see what grandpa looked like? And like, No.
No, that's not it's not there.
You know, but it's almost like
but
this
you
is
have
the
half his face or another picture. Yeah, man, you really could.
This is the new frontier of that. Yeah. Of, you know, look, can you take the cow out so I can see my grandpa? You know, and so this is what the AI photos look like now. Where, and it just it's hysterical. I love it. It's so fun, but
there
it also
really
it is like, will we ever be able to look at photos again and believe that that was. That's not proof anymore.
This isn't going away. Video, too.
There's no photographic
audio,
evidence.
We're going to really have to question it.
Miss Baltzell and I spent a significant amount of time looking for the missing Princess Kate because, you know, like, that's just a rabbit hole that I went down. And so I was like, I need help and I need you to come with me because I just am bored with my life and I want to find the missing princess. And it's like, she puts out this picture. And I was like, oh, well, she's fine. And then they're like, no, it's AI. I'm like, oh, no, it's AI. I'll never know anything true ever again.
Even this video that came out of her saying what was going
and
on.
And she's like, everything is fine. And we're like, but is it fine?
And then she goes, bleep, blur. Yeah. 0111110
And so, yeah, that's the part that's really weird to me is that you'll never – my children's children's children will never be able to look at a photo of me and think that's what grandma looked like because I had a Snapchat filter that made me look young. You know, they'll never know who I really was. You know, that's weird.
It is,
But yeah, that's
really
next generation's problem.
That's true. Yeah, but I mean, I've definitely been concerned about the proliferation of, you know, political fake news and, and just slandering people in general. That's that was one thing a few students brought up talking to him in the podcast or in classes the last year was the concern that someone would use it vindictively against them or a friend and make up that they did something horrible or did something that they would be embarrassed by. And I mean, it's a real concern.
Well, God, that's a downer. I was just looking for a missing princess. So I thought we were going to keep it light today.
I brought it. You're right. I did bring this up as this girl that somebody had, like, AI'd a picture of her, and that was, you know, inappropriate. She was a TikTok girl or something like that, like, pretty famous. And they showed a video of her reaction seeing it, and it was like, just watching her reaction, I'd be like, yeah, that would be a dark moment. It would be so violating.
That is scary that could be, you know, it doesn't seem like we're totally there yet.
Not because, at least for mass production.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay. But at the same time, I'm so gullible. Like, I saw this photo of Princess Kate.
I think I am.
And she was walking through this. I was like, oh my gosh, there she is at the market. Uh-huh. And then within 5 seconds, the internet's like, this is Christmas. There's a Christmas tree right there. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. Like, oh, she's wearing the same exact clothes as she is in here. And her hair is exactly, like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, so I'm so gullible. And I consider myself.
A lot of people are knee-jerk. Like, I know, and I hope there's a lot of other people. It's not everybody. And everybody's not this gullible or screwed with AI. But
right.
It always takes me a minute to turn on my critical eye.
Yeah.
And to be like, hold on. Wait, what is this actually saying? What's the context of this? You know?
Right.
I always just, like, I'm really big idiot sometimes when it comes to somebody says something straight out and my first thought is like, just take it as truth.
Yeah.
And then I take some time.
But so often I'm just like, oh yeah, really tell me more. Yeah. You know, go for it. Yeah. And so
it's
many people, God, the internet's so full of people who just want to believe the worst about everything and then run with it, you know? And I don't believe the worst about everything, but I am so easily influenced by it. We're going to have to really think about it as a human race. Like, stop, think, proceed, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if
I was very concerned at first about its effect on just creativity and thought. And now one of my top issues is more that sort of people using weaponizing it and using it as a fake news element and stuff like that. On a lighter note, what I do like to do with AI or with those images is it's really my worksheets, I do a lot of my own, as you know, we've talked about this before. I do a lot of reinventing of the wheel, or like I'll have a new idea. But then I come up with something. I'm like, this needs a good photo. And now that I can generate stuff with that,
that's fun.
I have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Like having, I just
that's
feels
a
more,
good way to
it
use
feels
it.
More, yeah, more kind of unique and branded for the occasion. For the assignment.
I did one of those stupid, like, AI generated me throughout history.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you doing that, putting like a picture of you in the Romeo and Juliet time period on there, you know, like Absolutely. Mr. Ryden throughout history.
I'm already thinking in the back of my head.
And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I look like in the 80s. actually, no, I would just look like a kid in a striped sweater like everybody else.
I was a big dork.
Yeah, just littler.
A really bad haircut.
Yeah, oh, my worst. I had that, I think my mom called it the Dorothy Hamill haircut, like little.
Me too. No, I had a very distinct thing, especially once I had a single dad to take care of me. He tried so hard.
Yeah, well,
some things you just can't do. Some some voids you can't fill. oh boy, totally spaced there too.
In other news,
you know, there's definitely the. The kind of fun aspect to it. Gosh dang it. Oh no, I know what I was going to. Sorry. This is the first time I started blammering and spasming. And I did use the AI, that, which is a pretty easy one to use, but the, it's called History something. It's the one that, living photo thing.
Yeah.
And I used that for the musical.
Yeah, that was so cool.
For Adam's Family.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I put a bunch
I
of...
gotta tell you. That made me a little emotional. Like seeing, it was so stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, they were like...
It's silly, because they're just... But it's silly.
But the pictures of Gus and Mary, I'm just like, oh my God, they're here.
I know.
And we know that already, because the place is haunted.
Yeah,
but,
true. They came over with the portraits.
Yeah, and so I videotaped that, and I sent that to a grandchild that I'm in, and they're like, oh, gosh, that's
great. I didn't know that.
So cool.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, like they're they're totally cool people, and I've been in contact with them throughout the, you know, just the different things we've done with Sleva, and they're like, oh my God,
can you ask them to stop messing with our life?
In other news, your grandparents are kind of a pain in the ass. of course, we don't mean that. Please do not. We love the Slevas.
For context, we did Adams Junior, Adams Young at Part, with the middle school kids. And over the portrait, I put some laptops in there with the animated faces of the Slevas. I was worried about it at first. We talked about it a little bit because my first thought was like, are people, because of course people always get outraged about
stuff. Yeah, you know,
I'm
sure they'd be, that's blasphemous.
Yeah, and I was just like at first, like, what if somebody, you know, thinks like, yeah, it's blasphemous, or this is like, how could you ridicule them? And because people do have, still hold them in high regard.
Of course,
for good
reasons. Do we.
Yes, do we.
But listen, if they were musical directors.
Yes, that's what I finally came to.
They would think that was cool.
Anybody that is part of
anyone
musical
who's done
program.
That.
I would be thrilled.
They would be.
I would be thrilled if someone animated my face.
Imagine.
Years and years after my death.
40
in that
years.
Oh, I'd love
and
it.
Are,
I'd love
we're showing up somewhere in
yeah.
a show
yeah.
in you know in the great beyond we're gonna be like we made it.
Absolutely. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna they would love it. And
I was
and
pretty
it was
came
cool.
out really well. I was happy with it. And making Amy Rusk and Sherry Gray, the
two-headed
woman
monster.
Who was what was it? Shamey Grusk.
Yeah.
Shamey Grusk. Yeah. And the two random teachers from the middle school the kids chose, and I just like, this one's married to this side, and this one's married to this side. That was a blast. But on that topic, you know, we went through SpongeBob this year, which was
we
the
lived
high school
through it.
Production.
Yeah, we survived it.
You know, what are your thoughts now about it? Like, what, I guess, how do you feel like we improved on it from the last year? That's always our goal, is better than the last year.
Yeah, better than last year. SpongeBob was a beast.
It was.
I mean, I like to call it Props, the musical featuring SpongeBob. Because it was just
there's a lot of that. A
one
lot of
thing after another. One thing after another. How are we going to make this happen? How are we going to make this happen? How are we going to make this happen? Mm-hmm. And we just did it, man.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was.
You know, I really felt like every year, I feel like our team just kind of like comes to a musical problem, and I call it a problem because it's like how are we gonna.
I just did too.
How are we gonna?
Yeah, we're
but,
solving things.
But this is what we need to do. How are we gonna
There's
get
an
it
avalanche.
Done? Yeah,
we got a problem. We got to
how
solve
are we
it.
Gonna do this? And I am constantly impressed, and just my heart is warmed, and it's like the Grinch's heart grew two sides because our team just comes together in ways that, like, we're gonna get this done.
Yeah.
And there were times I was like, I have no idea how to do this, but I was never afraid because we always you know, and we filled the spaces, mm-hmm. and there's ways, and this year I really felt like, this is the writing show again, but, you know, this really, the year I really felt like you became this larger than life part of our group, this, like, I hang out in the back, and I, you know, tell the kids jokes on the headset and whatever, mm-hmm. and, you know, but really just filled the space with all of these wonderful stage improvements, and really didn't do your job at all, because you mm-hmm. had students who could,
which was amazing. To have that opportunity.
But you know,
shout out to Sydney and Dakota, who just,
yeah,
were seniors.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we could not fail them in their classes and keep.
I'm
them
working
alive,
on it. But... I'm trying. I don't know. Can you not graduate if you don't pass drama?
I
don't
know. I think they'll anyway. Be fine.
Unfortunately. But it gave you the opportunity.
I have more room to move on.
Yeah,
on props
room to
and
work.
Stage
and so, like, how we are going to become this, like, this bigger team, but within our small group. And I mean, I feel like they should write books about us, because the three of us just work so well
yeah.
together. We're all so different.
Yeah,
but
we are very different people.
We all fill the spaces that we need, and uh-huh. those spaces change.
Yeah.
And like, I need to be a bigger part of this. Mm-hmm. And so you two can kind of move into this spot. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are really taking care of things. So
yeah.
I can move back and create this spot for myself. And I just, we're rock stars in that
the
regard.
Newer I'm sorry, Little Better Every Year is discovering, you know, like with props and building, like part of it was, I knew that we were losing Brian Cummins, who's retiring this year, who is our construction guy, and he's done so much for us. And my thought was like, you know, it's hard to find somebody that's like, okay, and I want to start working with the foam board and stuff. But it is that, like, everybody, you know, like Warren is always trying to expand into out more in that role mm-hmm. that he does, that when it comes to just the sound in general and not just directing the
kids musically.
Yeah,
and
he's really, yeah, and just really, you know, dealing with the audio system and without, you know, a team to help him on that. And so, and you're always bringing in more groups and stuff like that to us, and getting our, you know, the younger
yeah.
kids involved and stuff like that. And also just managing all that other stuff. So I think that is part of that making it better every year, is we're grabbing it like, okay, making better part of that is like a new thing.
Yeah.
You know, like we're going to grab this new thing. But I was thinking about it just the other day, and I realized like, I don't think I'm wrong here at all. I think I just plainly say it, we have no ego issue between the three of us. There's nobody that is just like, this is going to be the, you know, I'm not going to hear anyone else out on this. This is what we're going to do. And there's nobody that's like, you people would be lost without me.
Right.
Because in reality, I think all three of us could make that argument.
Yeah, 100%.
At least
I
right
really
now.
Don't feel like we do that at all. Like, there are times that I need to be the one making the decisions,
mm-hmm.
and I make them,
yeah.
and that's my job.
Yeah.
And then there are times that you make them, or Warren mm-hmm. makes them, and I don't
We're
ever...
We're kind of in our own lanes, too.
Yeah.
It's because we don't overlap. I mean, I do not know what I'm doing with the music. I don't know. So I don't ever butt in on it,
yeah.
you know? I might have some, like, creative ideas for how they should walk and pass or stuff, but... God, when you're doing a whole show, it's like, oh, you've got an idea for this scene right here? Please.
Yeah, help
do
out.
It.
Well,
you know?
But as we do have our own lanes, but
mm-hmm.
I think we're all also willing to say,
true.
Hey, I've
there,
got this
the ego
idea.
Isn't there of
and
like,
if
no,
I
already
said,
know what I'm doing.
Yeah, if I said to Warren, hey, I had this idea about this song,
mm-hmm.
what if we did this?
Yeah.
He would be like, okay, let's see if
yeah.
we can make it work. I mean, he would 100% do that. And
mm-hmm.
if he is thinking, hey, you know, the blocking on this is just really not working because this is what they need to be doing.
Oh, yeah,
what if we tried
too,
this?
And, he won't
and I'm like, yeah,
be shy about
sounds
it.
Great.
Like,
you know,
oh, I can reassess my mind and
yeah.
make it work because
I don't want to toot our own horns. But,
yeah.
you know,
that's what makes it so much fun to do because it's stressful. Like,
oh,
I am
yeah.
always.
It's a lot of work.
So anxious by the time we get to the end of it. I'm always so, like, done in a way. But at the same time, if it wasn't fun at the core of it, which is,
right.
I couldn't do this.
And
there's
valuable.
No,
I,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
I read something on the internet the other day that, you know, some random thing, that is like, when certain kids are excited about something,
mm-hmm.
they come to the music department. And I feel like we're part of that, sort
mm-hmm.
of, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
When they're sad, they go to the music department.
Mm-hmm.
When they need to be heard, they go to the music department. That's where their people are. Mm-hmm. That's where their life is.
Yeah.
And that's what I want for my program and our program. I want to be the soft space that these kids can create and be sad and be happy and be and just exist. Mm-hmm. And I want to create that for them so that when they look back, that's something that they feel good about and that they feel like, remember those days when we could just go down to the theater and everything was fine.
Yeah.
And that's what I want for them. And it's for me too. If I'm having a super stressful day and I'm ready to just walk out, I will go into an empty theater and just be like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Some of the best days of my life are in that theater. And some of the best days to come in my life are in that theater for sure. And if you can't be emotionally, I mean, just from a practical standpoint, if you can't find an emotionally comfortable place, you can't perform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go out there and pretend to be sad or happy or in love or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's and it's all obviously tied in to what we do in that. And I know it's just what we link to. I mean, you could definitely have somebody who is like a football coach.
Yeah, who just wants to go sit in the stadium.
And also that could just say like, well, I feel like it's that for us too. And it probably is. You know, it probably is. It's just
that's awesome. I hope
where
we
our
have
heart
that.
Is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right now I'm teaching Drama 101 and Drama 101 performance.
Oh, and Plug the Play, which is coming up
soon. We're getting ready to do 30 Reasons Not to Be in a Play, which is, it's a great show.
Yeah.
It's just silly. It's all funny.
Enormous cast with,
enormous
number of characters.
Yes,
with
like
a smaller
147,
cast.
And there's 30 kids
which
in there.
Which the kids complained about for weeks.
Yeah, and then
weeks.
It was fine.
They just kept coming like, I think we should talk to Ms. Kinder.
She's crazy.
We should tell
the
her.
Woman's
I don't
insane.
Think we can do it. There's so many. It's like, I even took a look. I was like, that's their vignettes. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, you're fine. They do that to me all the time. Mr. Redden, I think Mrs. Kinder's lost her mind. I need you to intervene. And then it's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. But it's hard for me because it is student-led.
Yeah, this
and
one is.
So,
you got to
the Drama 101. And so everything is student-directed. I do get to be in it this year. I think you are, too.
I am.
I'm supposed to be a kid.
Typecasting.
For
that role.
They put me in a role because the character's name was Mandy. And they thought it was funny. So,
okay.
What's...
I thought it was funny. It's the perfect description for the high school mindset about stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
You know it when you're around it all the time.
Yeah. Sure. And so are the Drama 101 plays like a classical performance? No, they're silly. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they're some of the most memorable and heartwarming moments for me because the kids that are in Drama 101 are 90% drama kids.
Yeah.
And then there's some others that, like, needed a place to be. Like, they just needed a class. Or their friends were in it. Or they heard that we have birthday parties once a month with snacks. And they're not academics all the time. They are. Sometimes they're not.
Oh, there's some very bright kids in there. But it's not, like,
it's
that kind of course.
And sometimes there are kids that are in Drama 101 that are not doing the homework and not doing it in a very good grade. But they get up on stage, and they're some of the best performers I've ever seen in my life. Wait until you see this play. It will knock you over when you see some of those kids doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I haven't seen any of it because I don't have prep this time.
They are amazing.
I haven't seen any of it yet.
I mean, there's some drama kids, but then there's some regular kids, and they are awesome.
Just
and I'm just like, drama's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so cool. And then I watch those kids, and I'm like, God, it's a cool job. You
every musical, every play, it's just like
it's
by the
cool
end, I'm just
job.
Like, like I'm shaking apart by the end, like an old car
that's
just about to fall to pieces.
Yeah,
and
exactly
I'm like,
what
God, why do
like.
I do this? But it's so much fun, and the performance is awesome. And then I'm like, yeah, let's start this again.
Part of that is you're exhausted, and you're just there's
you get
the
elation so
many
of that
things,
performance, though, too,
and then it
and
goes well, and then the kids are up there, and
they're
clapping,
all so happy.
And you just like. You just die. You just like, you just fall apart. And it is super emotional because it's such a letdown of all that, like, that's been pent up for so long. And then you're so proud of them and you can't believe what they have been able to do. And it's just like, God, what a cool life.
So what are we predicting that we're going to work on improving for next year? We don't know what we're doing yet. And we definitely haven't released. We've mentioned to kids some of those were thought about, but where's the next things we need to improve?
I love it when they're like, I know what Mrs. Ginder picked for the musical. God. And I'm like,
my kids saw a Charlie and the Chaplin, I was like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory spec script or whatever, sitting on my desk. And it's like, I think it was in Molly. Yeah. And she was like, oh, Mr. Ryan, you have something to say? I was like, I'm going to have scripts in here, you know?
I'm like, cool, can you tell me? Because I haven't picked one yet, and I have no idea what to do. In there. Like, I know what
I
she don't, picked.
I know the and, ones were, some of the ones we're talking about, and it's like.
I don't know. And what are we going to work on? I don't know.
Yeah.
It really, it depends on what we choose. It depends on the kids that show up. I would really love to do a huge show with tons of kids and really work on our ensemble stuff. Mm-hmm. Like really just really get into it with them and help them learn how to do it.
Yeah.
But if I say that's what we're going to do, then next year we'll have like 14.
Yeah. And I'll be like,
oh, there's no ensemble. It's an everybody show. Yeah, so then, you know, maybe I want to pick a small show and just really work on character work. You know, maybe we want to do a show for kids where everybody in town wants to come. Mm-hmm. Maybe we want to do a classic. Maybe we want to do like, what's the one where they're all on the boat?
HMS Pinafore.
Yeah, God, what's that? I don't know. Maybe we want to go back and do that one that was about... Bye Bye Birdie. Maybe we want to do Bye Bye Birdie. You know, maybe we want to. Is there a place for Grease in 2024? Can you say and do those things without getting fired? You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So until I have a show and the kids and the problems in front of me, I don't know what the solutions are going to be. But I do know that whether it's bigger or smaller or more refined, it's going to be better because we learn every single year. And those kids learn every single year. But you know what? Then those kids learn, and then they fly. And we say...
That is the thing that they're always, we only got them for 4 years.
And then they're gone. And then we've got these kids that haven't learned anything. Yeah. And so we're learning.
And it's not an even waves either. It goes from like, it might be... Every year you're getting in really talented.
It's
like
a big
new
wave
are,
this year.
It is. The ones so, going out.
You know, they say it in sports. It's going to be a rebuilding year.
Like
but.
One or two seniors this year in crew. One senior this year in crew. Maybe two. And you know, so it's not. I still have the advantage I've had before of that.
So whatever we do and whoever we have, we're going to create a family and a moment. And then it's going to be gone. And then we're going to have to start over.
We'll do it again.
And we'll be smarter. We'll be smarter.
Yeah.
At least.
But older and more tired.
But older and more tired. So, you know, but it'll be great. Whatever it is, it's going to be awesome.
So we had my brisk change of topics. I literally went through my head. I could say, speaking of family, and I was like, I just can't do it. Maybe I can pull it off eventually, but not yet. Speaking of solar eclipses. I just wanted to wrap up with your memories on it because it was a pivotal, not pivotal, but definitely a memorable moment that happened. So this was last Monday, just a few days ago from when this recording is. I know I had a very, like, leading up to it, I was like, okay, Jeff, you need to take this experience in and not, you know, let yourself, not the ennui slip in, not the boredom. And just let it happen and actually remember it because it's, you know, it is interesting. I knew I'd like it, but I was just like, I don't want to make sure that I'm not in a state of mind where I'm overlooking the majesty of it and also just being like, okay, it is cool.
Yeah, cool.
But the moment it hit, it really was different. Like I pulled up my glasses and you know, because it just disappears at that point in the things. And I looked at it and it was just like, oh, yeah, this is powerful. You know? Like, so what was your experience like?
I was kind of in the same place. Maybe all adults feel like this.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to be an adult. But, well, first of all, I had anxiety. I had anxiety about the traffic. I had anxiety about all the people.
You did.
I have anxiety about everything.
Did you guys go in town at all, or did you just stay at home all day?
We didn't cross the highway because I was afraid that there were going to be people. Like then we wouldn't even be able to cross the highway, and I was afraid. My mom, God love her, she's like, I said, well, I'll have a cookout. I'll invite everybody out, and it'll be fun. She's like, I'm not doing that. There's going to be people looting, and there's going to be people.
Geez.
And I'm like, okay, you're right.
No, God,
I shouldn't leave my house.
I'm getting a root of a lot of this anxiety.
It was just one of those things. And so I was like, okay, I'm worried about that. I'm worried about this. So, and then I got to a point with Chris, my husband, I was like, I just want it to be over. Like, yeah. I've just got all this, like, buildup of all this stuff. Like, I just can't wait till it's done so I know that it's okay and it's over. Yeah. And I'm just over it. I'm just done. And then the night before, we did end up going to Berryville Vineyards because we didn't have to cross the highway. And we figured there would be, like, a big rush of people on Berryville Lane. Yeah. So I didn't know, but I was thinking that. So I was, like, packing bags. Like, we're going to be on, like, what if we can't make it home? You know, we need to have a change of clothes. We need to have, you know, I've got a picnic basket and we need a lot of food, because it's going to be 3 hours, so you know, like lots of food and activities. So I got to have all these things for the kids to do because, you know, I want them to have fun and I want it to be memorable. And so I way overdid it.
Oh, no.
But there was that cool festival in town. Shout out.
Before, the Saturday.
Over the Saturday.
It was great.
Shout out to the city of Olney and the chamber and all those people. It was such a cool, fun thing.
I talked to our intrepid mayor a few times there. And he asked, like, if Tanera would, because my wife does stained glass, if she would, if I think she'd be interested in coming back to another event like that. Because they were talking about, we should do more stuff like this.
And we should have more eclipses.
I was like, hell yeah, is what I said. And he's like, can I quote you on that? And I gave him a thumbs up. But yeah, we should have more eclipses for sure. But it was a great festival overall.
I went with my kids and my husband, and we listened to the boat drunks, and my daughter got her face painted. We did, you know, I ate cookies from, I think, every person who was selling a cookie. I bought a cookie.
The meat sweats.
Oh, one of my favorite. My,
it was so good.
Two of my favorite people, Lori Weitkamp and Addison Folk, were there.
And they both pretty much sold out.
They both sold out.
Addison gave us all the rest of the stuff she had before she left so she could go home. Oh, it was so good.
That's awful. I bought from Addison and from Lori Weitkamp. Yeah. They were both set up, and it was, I just thought, man.
I didn't buy this from them before. Like, Lori, I was like, oh, I'll come back later. And she was gone. She sold out.
They sold out so fast. Yeah. I mean, but gosh, her stuff's good.
Great event.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, fantastic. I felt like, you know, there was a moment, and I do get kind of like that sometimes, like you do, like, I don't want to just kind of get in them, but I just kind of looked around and while I was sitting there and taking the music, and I'm like, God, it's great to live in this town. You know, like, this is a great place to be. Yeah. It is in this
stuff
moment.
Like that is great.
We're all happy together.
And
we're all getting
along. I don't
need
that every day. I'm getting for that.
No, but it was cool.
Yeah, it was neat. It was really well done.
And then, gosh, on the eclipse day, you know, aside from all the anxiety I had about everything, and I left my dog at home because what if he looked at the sun and then he couldn't see himself anymore, you know, and all this stuff. But I took chairs.
Should be a fly on the wall of your mind.
No, scary place. I wouldn't go. I took chairs and a blanket, and we went to Berryville Vineyards, which is where my husband and I got married.
Yeah.
So it has a special place in my heart for us.
We had our reception there, actually.
Yeah.
After our wedding. So.
Yeah. It was just a really cool place. My kids have been there a million times, you know. They're not wine connoisseurs, but whatever.
Yeah.
No,
that's
all right. And it was a small gathering. Kudos to Christina and Eric, because they didn't, you know, like, oh, park your RV for $147, a minute.
And I could see somebody doing that.
Yeah, but it was a small gathering. They had some music playing. Mm-hmm. Cool. I met a cool guy from Colorado who told me about how he had to emergency land his plane twice in Olney. And so he decided when he was looking for a place to watch the eclipse, he'd go back to Olney because he had memories of this place and the squirrels. Yeah. And it's always about the squirrels.
Yeah.
And, you know, some other people that we met that were from far away, you know, and I just laid down on the blanket, and my kids were flying kites and running by, and my husband was sitting there
really
with me.
Sweet.
And I was just looking up at the eclipse, and I was like, this is it. Yeah. This moment, eclipse or no eclipse, this is what I always wanted my life to be.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Kids are having
music
fun
in the background. The kids are playing. My husband and I are there. You know, there's people around. It was perfect. It was
nice.
A perfect moment. It's great.
Well, I sat there in Red Dune while Tanera and Eva sat next to me, and I also had a really bad stomach ache, so that's all I could think about the whole time. But no, it was it was beautiful for me, too. It really was.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
I did, like, there was a moment during that totality that where this big, like, hawk flew. I mean, it's like I'm in my front yard looking over my beautiful house that I'm so lucky to have. It doesn't even make sense I live there. And there's these not the trees and little forest behind my house, and there's this total eclipse of the sun up there, fully total eclipse I can look at without glasses, and then this hawk flies overhead, and I'm just like, what is going on here?
Oh, cool.
It was really neat.
Yeah, I didn't buy any plants, so I feel safe, you know. Oh. I didn't buy any plants during the eclipse. And,
I have missed so many references to Little Shop since that. Like,
so
even,
many. Get with
it. I keep seeing people, they're like, you posted about bringing your kids to see Little Shop at OCC. Yeah. I'm like, are they playing Little Shop? Oh, God, of course.
Total, the total eclipse of the sun. Yeah, shout out to OCC, too. That was super fun.
Cool.
Turns out my daughter was terrified of that movie. That was something fun to learn while we were there watching it.
I love that movie so much. But there are some brutal scenes in it.
Yeah,
I mean, a guy getting chopped up with an axe.
She had watched it before, but apparently not really internalized it. Yeah. She was like, I need to go outside for a minute. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did this. This was silly. But it was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah. Awesome. I really did too. And the festival, as to that, I had a great time too.
Yeah,
it was like a, you know, like an art community matters in a way. It really, there are some stuff that, you know, it's not always perfect. You know, we've got a lot of issues like any other place
for sure.
in the world. But stuff like that, you know, all the local vendors selling stuff was super cool. The pets were awesome. I went back for that, which is one of our former students. Billy Ginder is
absolutely
the lead singer. And with that band, and actually, we have them booked to come on this show and do a couple live performances.
Oh, that's fun! So, Mr. Laughlin's
really
band
too.
Was there. A teacher,
yes, that'd be another
a
fun
teacher.
One to do.
Yeah,
I wonder if he would be interested in doing that at all.
So it was, you know, it's not always the best place in the world, but this weekend it felt like it was.
Everywhere has its issues, but there is at least something here. There's some support for the arts, and there's some really creative people in our community. And
yeah, it was great.
It was highlighted my experience. The community is what highlighted my experience. Even though I didn't go out in public for the actual eclipse, but I hear it was great in town. They cheered at Musgrove.
Yeah.
And I was like, at
that
one point,
that would have been a cool
was,
thing, but I just couldn't
gunshots
do
gunshots or fireworks? Because, like, during totality, I was here. I was like, somebody's firing a rifle at the sun. They're very confused.
No, that didn't happen where I was, because I would have been like, get in the car.
Awesome. Well,
and I laid there, and, like, you know, it takes a while. Like, it's not like eclipse and then over.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
it takes
I
quite
said,
a while to get
no,
to it.
We are doing this. I'm going to lay here from the minute it started until the minute it was totally over.
Yeah.
And you can tell when you see my
I
face.
I know. You were so, especially yesterday, you came in, just it looked like you had been in a tanning bed.
Yeah. But I wore it on my face like a like an emblem of my dedication to the eclipse.
Of a time well held.
It was perfect. It was a perfect day.
It was. It was a really nice day.
Yeah.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for talking to me. And to Richland County High School, you do matter, Mandy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much to Mandy Ginder for talking to me for all that time and for helping me get back into the groove of this podcast. Did you like that interview?
Yeah, I thought that was really good. Not that I saw it or anything.
Not that you were here to watch it. We just moments ago did that intro.
Yes.
So we look forward to bringing you more this season. We've got a few interesting things coming up, like a interview with a local band, as well as a live performance, and a few teachers that are on their way out, and I've got a couple others lined up that are either new or just, you know, hopefully have some interesting stuff to say. We're trying to update the format a bit to instead just be about this is your life as a teacher or administrator here, and be more specific about questions and about the kind of things that are that makes our school matter, what matters at our school, and all those other things. So thank you so much for joining us. I need a new sign out. What's my new sign out? I've been saying, you're welcome. It's so snarky.
It is.
It's so
this
snarky.
Is Mr.
And I've finally, this is Mr. Ryden saying,
peace out. I don't know.
Bye.
Should be, I don't know. Do it like a dad joke or something.
Did you just stop it?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just messing around with stuff over there. What's my outro here, guys? Come on. Let's workshop it. What do we got here? I need a regular outro. Bye works just fine. Thank you for joining us. Once again,
guys.
I've been Mr. Ryden and will continue to be while you're not, unless you're me watching this later, probably while editing it.
Sure, that'd be a good thing.
That's
to a have
punchy,
that, like,
right? That's
the
quick.
Very end.
Every time I should say that same thing.
Sure, go
I
for
think
it.
That's what I should do. So, once again, I have been and continue to be Mr. Ryden and will continue to do so until my heart stops beating or my brain stops functioning. Probably both, actually. But you are not, unless you are me who, okay, that, I think I covered most of it, right? All right.
I don't know, the cut at the end will be kind of awkward because it's kind of said, like, unless you are me.
What about, hold on here, Andrew. I don't want to get mean with you, but what have I said so far today that would be considered awkward in any circle whatsoever? Any of what I just said was all very mature and on point and concise. I'm sorry for you to all have to witness this if I'm actually even leaving this in at the end. But I had to put him in his place, people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was outlandish what he said just then. All right, concise ending. Bye.
I just mean, like, you said it like you were going to continue speaking.
I was just being sarcastic, Andrew. Okay.
I can't read sarcasm. I'm really bad at it.
That's okay. I'm awful. A lot of high schoolers can't quite read sarcasm. I have gotten into trouble by doing that. Like I think I told on the podcast, but I told some kids in a classroom I went in and somebody's like, I have you in your class next semester. I'm excited. And I was like, oh, you didn't hear? Yeah, they're finally getting rid of me. Whatever. And then I left and I'm like, yeah, that was a funny one riding. The next day, another kid comes up to me. So it had gotten around to some kids. Another kid says, oh, tell me it's not true. You're not out of here, are you? You really got fired? And I was like, ruh-roh, I may have caused myself a little bit of a rumor that is not good to go around about somebody.
Well, there is definitely something to be said with the overuse of irony to the point to where you expect the opposite of what someone says to be true.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it really gets hard to tell because some people use irony just that much.
Or it gets hard to take anything seriously from somebody after a while.
Yeah, like Gavin.
Yeah, or me. I mean, let's be honest. Like I had a feeling you were not reading the sarcasm there. I just couldn't stop myself from still going though. I just had to keep going.
It happens to me all the time.
Until next time, bye, I guess. Our School Matters with your host, Jeffrey Ryden. Produced by the Richland County VAT Club. Executive produced by Jeffrey Ryden. Multicam video recording operator is Brendan McGlasson. Theme and incidental music composed and performed by The Pets. Research provided by VAT Club members. Our School Matters is hosted by the Voices of Richland County Podcast Network, an RCHS VAT Club affiliate. Please rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and we may read your comments on our show. You can also contact us at vatclub@rccu1.net. Subscribe to us on your preferred podcast app, or you can see videos of all new episodes starting with Season 2 on the Richland County VAT Club Facebook and YouTube pages.